supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this program from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special you're listening to, and this is a special program on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Shia Muslims are mourning for loss of this great lady. So please accept our condolences on this occasion.
up to find you have left, oh Father. My tears drip down and they flow like a river. Please come back, I ask you by our Creator. I have never been away from you ever. I miss your scent and kiss, O son of Haida. And my name is the sweet name of your mother.
Today, Monday, is the 13th of Jamadil Awwal, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of the month of Day, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of December, 2020 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Hazrat Zahra, peace be upon her.
نحن أبناء الباتول عن خطاها لن نزول نحن أبناء الباتول عن خطاها لن نزول ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا يا فاطمة ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا فاطمة
Fatima, the perfect role model. Hazrat Fatima was a very knowledgeable person, affected with knowledge by friends and foes alike. In fact, from time to time, she would make herself available for people who needed answers or clarifications on difficult and complicated issues. Her sermons, poems, and sayings are evidence of her intellectual strength of character and nobility of mind. She was an embodiment of all virtues of womanhood. She was an exemplary daughter, a loving and supportive wife, a caring mother, and a powerful and aware member of society. In spite of all these feminine qualities, Hazrat Zahra was also a very courageous lady who accompanied the noble prophet in 30 wars. She was also well aware of her rights and whenever necessary stood up for them instead of suffering like a helpless victim. These qualities are also well reflected in the lives of her great children Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein and Hazrat Zainab and Umm Kulthum, peace be upon them all, who are also well known for their piety, goodness, courage, and generosity. So all of Shia Muslims mourn for loss of this great lady. On the behalf of my colleagues, I condole the loss of this great lady.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bibinus thing. In this episode, we are going to review some remarkable and praiseworthy qualities of Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaihi Alayha, the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We find that Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaihi Alayha was so zealous in performing religious duties and both mandatory and supplementary prayers, such that shortly after getting married to Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam indicated it in this way: "Ni'am al-aun ala ta'atillah," the best companion for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we find that the praiseworthy and exemplary way of performing the both mandatory and supplementary prayers, as Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaiha used to perform them, nobody can explain them save Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, because it's far beyond our conception and our visualization. Now we find that it was because of Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaiha's being an exemplary worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in return to Hazrat Fatima Zahra's being so ardently preoccupied with performing prayers, he, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, promised to help all the followers and all the followers of Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamu alayha. And in Islam, Muslims take pride in being so profoundly in being so profoundly interested in the character of Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamu alayha.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك
فاطمة زهراء in the words of the infallibles, Fatima, a reason for the Prophet's happiness. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, has said, Fatima is the joy and happiness of my heart. Her sons are the fruit of my heart, her husband is the light of my eyes, and the imams from the progeny of her son are the trustees of my God and the rope that connects Allah and his creatures. Whoever holds onto them will be saved, and whoever goes against them has gone astray. The words of the Prophet indicate that looking at Fatima, sitting with her and her very existence are a source of happiness and joy for the Prophet of Islam. This hadith is also used as a commentary to the hadith of Thaghalain. On behalf of my colleagues and managers of IRIB English Radio, I condole to all Shia Muslims all around the world.
I wake up to find you have left, oh Father. My tears drip down and they flow like a river. Please come back, I ask you by your creator. I have never been away from you ever. I miss your scent and kiss, oh son of Haida. And my name is the sweet name of your mother.
Martyrdom of Fatima Zahra. What the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, said on the occasion of the burial of Lady Fatima while addressing the Holy Prophet at his grave. O Prophet of Allah, peace be upon you from me and from your daughter, who has come to you and who has hastened to meet you. O Prophet of Allah, my patience from your daughter has decreased and my endurance has diminished, except what calms me in that I endure the sorrowful and heart-rending event of your separation. I was the one who laid you down in your grave when your last breath had passed away, while your head was between my neck and chest. O Prophet, what you entrusted to me has been returned, and what I had been given has been taken back. As to my grief, it is never-ending, and as to my nights, they will remain sleepless till Allah chooses for me the house in which you are now residing till my death. Certainly, your daughter will inform you regarding the unification of your people to oppress her. Ask her the details and specifics of the situation. This has occurred not long after your time, and you have still not been forgotten. My salam be on you both, the salam of farewell, not of annoyance or tiredness. For if I go away, it is not because I am weary of you. And if I stay, it is not due to a lack of belief in what Allah has promised, the enduring.
analyze and study the life of Fatima al-Zahra and take her as a role model. The imams, her children. The imams, they take Fatima al-Zahra as a role model. Imam al-Hujjah, he says, وَلِي بِبْنَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. I take my mother, my grandmother, Fatima al-Zahra, as a leader, as a role model. So if the imams, they take her as a role model, what should we do? This is why we have to study the life of Rasulullah. This is why we have to have every Fatimiyya session, we have to have majalis. And we have to remember Fatima al-Zahra. Fatima al-Zahra, alayhi salam, the narration says, she is like Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is a very great night. Laylatul Qadr is the night that everyone, their destiny is written down on Laylatul Qadr. This is how great Laylatul Qadr is. But Laylatul Qadr, many of us don't know the power. Many of us do not even comprehend the power of Laylatul Qadr. Many of us do not even comprehend what happens on Laylatul Qadr. We don't know exactly what day Laylatul Qadr is. The imams, they compare Fatima al-Zahra with Laylatul Qadr. They say, Fatima, we don't comprehend her. We can't comprehend her power. We can't comprehend her love in the eyes of Rasulullah and in the eyes of the imams. We don't know much about her. Fatima al-Zahra, just like Laylatul Qadr, is the night that the destiny is written down. From Laylatul Qadr, everyone's destiny is written down. From Fatima, the imam. Laylatul Qadr, we don't know exactly which day it is. Is it the 19th, the 21st, the 23rd? With Fatima al-Zahra, we don't have much information. We don't know where she's buried. This is how the imams compare Fatima al-Zahra with Laylatul Qadr.
Dear friends, dear listeners, dear sisters and brothers, in faith and humanity, please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima. Peace be upon her. Fi amanillah.
Ya Fatima al-Zahra, ya bint Muhammad, ya qurrat ayn al-Rasul, ya sayyidatana wa maulatana. إِنَّا تَوَجَّهْنَا وَاسْتَشْفَعْنَا وَتَوَسَّلْنَا بِكِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَغَدَّمْنَاكِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ حَاجَاتِنَا يَا وَجِيهَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اشْفَعِي لنا عند الله.
Food for thought.
Hello to all of our listeners and condolences to you all on the anniversary of the martyrdom of the noblest lady of all times, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Here is a famous statement from her noble father on her merits. Fatima is a part of me. Whoever hurts her has hurt me. And whoever hurts me displeases God.
We are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio.
send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Firstly, we'd like to send our condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa-Zaman, and to all Muslims throughout the world, and this being the martyrdom anniversary, according to the weaker narration of Bibi Zahra salamullah alayha. As we know, according to the narration actually says that it can be between 70 days or 90 days after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And because of that, most places, especially those who have majority Shia, will commemorate this period as a mourning period, as Fatimiyya, as the mourning of Bibi Zahra salamullah alayha. And this tradition that we will share with you today from Bibi Zahra salamullah alayha is a very powerful one, in that she shows that even on the most happiest of occasions, she's thinking about her grave, she's thinking about worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is narrated that on her wedding night, Imam Ali alayhi salam saw her crying, saw her weeping. And he asked her, why is she doing that? She replies to Imam Ali alayhi salam and says that, I have thought about my state and my actions. And I have come to remember the end of my life. And I've come to remember that place that I will go to, that is called the grave. That today I have left my home and I have come to yours. That I have left the home of my father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I have entered your home. There will be a day that I will leave this home and go towards my grave and towards the day of judgment. In these beginning moments of my life, I swear to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I swear to you by my own life, that come with me, stand with me, and let us pray together this night to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the fear that she had. Not really fear, this foresightedness, that even now, in this happy occasion of mine, it should not make me inattentive of what is to come. Do not be forgetful of the position that we as human beings are, that we are going towards that grave. Even our happy occasions, yes, most of us, 99.9% of us, will forget about the grave. But here she is telling us, no, even in the most happiest occasions, remember your eventual and your ultimate resting place. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the shifa of Bibi Zahra salamullah alayha on the day of judgment, inshaAllah, and to make us of those who truly make proud her children, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناديتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu Alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, a program that broadcasts from Voice of Islamic Republic of Iran. And its aim is to bring the recitation of the Holy Quran into our lives. In this program, first we're going to have some quotes about the Holy Quran by some Western scholars. Then we are going to listen to some verses by famous reciters. After that, Brother Muhammad, the expert of Tajweed, is going to analyze the recitation. And at the end, we have a segment called Attractiveness of the Holy Quran, presented by Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Stay tuned. In this part, we're going to have some scientists' comments regarding the Noble Quran. Professor Palmer, one of the major scientists in geology in the U.S., has said about the Noble Quran, "It discusses the past, the recent period, and the future. I do not know the cultural level of the people in the period of Muhammad, and I do not know their scientific level. If it is as we know about the low scientific level in this ancient period and the absence of technology, then there's no doubt that what we are reading nowadays in the Quran is a light from God. He inspired it in Muhammad. I had made research into the early history of civilization in the Middle East in order to know if there was such perfect information as this. If there was no other information like the Quranic information in that ancient period, this strengthens the faith that God sent Muhammad. He sent to him a little amount of his large science, which we have discovered only in recent time. We are hoping for continuous dialogue in the subject of science with the Quran in the field of geology." Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, now it's time to listen to the recitation of verses 36 to 40 of Suratul Qiyamah, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Basyuni.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أيحسب الإنسان ألم يكن نطفة من مني تمنى ثم كان عاقبة فخلق فسوى
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran on IRIB English Radio. What you just listened to was the recitation of Surah Al-Qiyamah, verses 36 to 40 by Sheikh Muhammad Basyuni. Now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of Tajweed. First of all, I should say that Sheikh Basyuni was reciting this entire recitation in the Riwaya of Warsh an Nafi'a. This is a very famous Riwaya in the world, especially among Egyptians and the countries in North Africa. For example, this Riwaya has certain characteristics, such as the Naql, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ, where the haraka of the hamza goes back to the saken letter that's before it. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ, instead of saying أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ, Warsh would say أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ. That's one difference. Another difference is the تَقْلِيل. تَقْلِيل means inclining alif ul-mad to ya' ul-mad, but not too much, just a little. And also, we had one vowel difference, short vowel difference. Ayahsibu linsanu, not ayahsabu linsanu. Warsh says ayahsibu linsanu. Instead of a fatha, it gives a kasra to the seam. It's common among in the ikhtilaf riwayat and qira'at, it's common that sometimes one riwaya pronounces one letter with a different haraka. And now the taqlil. Sude. Instead of saying sude, he says sude. And this is taqlil. Alam yakun nutfatan min manitumni. Now, Warsh says tumne instead of yumne. The reason is that yumna refers to mani, which is a masculine noun. But if it were to refer to nutfa, nutfa is a feminine noun. So the verb should also be feminine, not masculine. أَلَمْ يَكُنْ نُطُفَةً مِّن مَنِيٍّ تُمْنَى. So tumna goes back to nutfa, while yumna goes to mani. Okay, so this is one of the differences between Hafs an Asim and Warsh an Nafi'. ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. Again, we have taqlil. Taqlil takes place whenever we have zawatul ya or ya'atu zaida, the ya's that act as aliful mats. Okay, for example, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Now, some have said تَلَاهَا here in Warsh, in different ways of reciting Warsh. Some say that some places taqlil doesn't take place. You can recite it with a normal aliful mat. Okay. فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. Again, we have the نَقْل, and then we have the إِخْفَى, أُنْثَى. And he connects verse 39 with verse 40. وَالْأُنْثَى أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ. So if you connect this mad to the next verse, it will be madul munfasil, and Warsh recites all mads with ishbar, meaning six vowel counts. Okay, so there's no difference among the except mad aradu lissukun or madul aradu lissukun, where you're allowed to lengthen it to two, four, or six vowel counts, and also madul badal and Madul Badal, which you can lengthen into two, four, six vowel counts in Warsh. And that's it for today's program. And this is the end of this segment of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. After taking a short break, let's listen to the next segment of this program.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the Noble Quran.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of our Quran program, in which we look at the stories and anecdotes of individuals who were taken aback by the Holy Quran. In continuing our story of Walid ibn Mughayra, where we saw that Walid entered into the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and the Holy Prophet recited to him twice at the request of Walid the 90th verse of the 16th surah of the Holy Quran, that is Surah Nahl. And Walid then sang some amazing and fascinating words regarding the Holy Quran. For example, that it is the pinnacle and the apex of speech, and nothing can be higher than it. It is a speech that encapsulates everything that is below it, and it is a speech that no man can bring. It is something amazing. In this regard, one of the scholars by the name of Sayyid Hibatuddin Shahrastani, underneath the story of Walid ibn Mughira, says something extremely fascinating. He says this was the first time that a person within the city of Makkah, the place of the revelation of the Holy Quran, actually described and defined and praised the Holy Quran and in this manner. And he continues to say that if we were not sure that this Walid ibn Mughira was an arch enemy of Islam, he was not a person who was, you know, integral in the battles against the Muslims. For example, in the Battle of Badr, this individual had a very pinnacle role to play. If it was not that he was an enemy against so many of the verses of the Holy Quran, and it was not that this individual in the Holy Quran himself, that this individual within the Holy Quran itself was, you know, damned and led to damnation, it would not have been far-fetched for us to actually suspect and to even assume that this individual, Walid ibn Mughira, knowing what he knew about the eloquence of the Holy Quran and saying what he said, that this individual secretly, you know, in the depths of his heart, if we did not know what we just mentioned, that he was an arch enemy, he was integral in the battles, he was actually damned in the Holy Quran, if this wasn't the case and all we had was this saying, it would not have been far-fetched for us to assume that this individual both believed in the miraculous nature of the Holy Quran and in the prophet of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, secretly, and for us to actually count him amongst the ashab of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But because we know of his past and because of what he did against the Muslims, obviously the jury is very clear on where he stands. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الأذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق
First methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagian.
There's one clear message that the Lady Fatimatu Zahra in that event has. A fitna, when a fitna like this comes, the enemies of Islam want a certain response from you. Whether it's the kuffar or the munafiqeen, want a certain response from you. What is that response? The response is silence. We're doing this wrong thing. You guys just suck it up. Just take it. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. This is what the kuffar and the munafiqeen want. What is the cost? What is the response? If you go ahead and go against that, what is it? The worst response that you can get is what Lady Fatima al-Zahra got. She was beaten savagely. Injured in a way that led to her martyrdom over the course of a couple of months. This is the worst they can do. There's less than that. They can take. They took things from her too. They took Fadak from her. First step was they took Fadak from her. The biggest piece of land that she had, all that wealth, it's pretty much taking everything she had. What does she have? The wedding clothing that she was given by the Prophet, she gifted that, she gave that away. Everything else she had, she gave away. The only piece of land that she had was this, all of it was taken. That's something, you have business, you have work, you take away that occupation of yours, take away your business, take away whatever you have in your bank accounts. This is not the worst thing. That was the first thing they did. Next thing is, they could imprison you, torture you, give you something, give you cancer, whatever. We've experienced that here. This is not new to you, right? People here have experienced that. And then it takes your life. You're dead. That's the reason. What do? The Lady Fatima al-Zahra shows that, no, we don't take that approach. Even if it means they're going to take away what belongs to us. They're going to take away our life. You don't remain silent. You don't do what they want. The Quran says, لا تطع الكافرين and المنافقين. The Quran says both of them. لا تطع. Don't follow them. They want something, don't do what they want. They want something, don't do what they want. They want this individual here and that individual there, as Qasim Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, to be seen as terrorists. And if you don't want to see them as such, just shut your mouth. Don't talk about it. What they did, the military here conducted an act of terror. The same way that it's been doing. It's not the first time. It's not going to be the last time. The military here is an establishment of the taghut, of the pharaoh of the time. This is what it's going to do. This is what it's done, it's been doing, and will continue to do. these individuals were standing up to the plots that were created. As the leader mentioned, Hajj Qasim Soleimani has been the central figure in making sure the Zionist American plots in the region do not succeed. Military plots, they tried it in Syria, in Yemen, in Palestine for years. In Lebanon, the one who supplied them with weapons to defend themselves legitimately. The Palestinians, the Lebanese, the Syrian, the Iraqis. The central figure is this person, standing against the injustices. These are things they don't want for them to be said. These individuals stopped them. They succeeded. They angered them to an extent that when they came as diplomats, or he came, Hajj Qasim Soleimani came as a diplomat to Iraq, to the civilian airport in Baghdad, leaving a civilian airport in Damascus, upon the request and invitation of the Iraqi government, Adil Abdul Mahdi mentioned, we invited him, he was our guest. And they took him out. What do they want you to do? What do they want? They're taking down Facebook. Some people think Facebook, oh, it's social media, you get to put whatever you want. We can check Facebook for media. No, these moments, they take down accounts that they see are producing material that is not in line with their want, their desire. They take it down. Censorship. Like it doesn't go according to the rules of our community. What are the rules of the community? Go according to the rules of the Tawhut. Daesh, you said, used social media, the same accounts. You said, the US government said, the media said, they use social media to create lone wolves in the US, in Europe, and elsewhere. That means they use these. You didn't shut them down. They produced their material. They distributed their material. They did whatever. You didn't take them down. These guys are putting up material that you don't like. You take them down. I mean, you like that. You wanted that. You don't want this. You take down whatever you want. The Lady Fatima Zahra, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, tells us this. You want to do something to take my life? Alhamdulillah. That's what we want. We want shahada. We want martyrdom. We want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want that. You're not threatening me of something that I dislike, that I don't want. You want to take my stuff? Fi sabilillah, ya Allah, you gave it to me through these enemies, you're taking it. Perfectly fine. What you're doing is not good for you, but for me, losing this for Allah, nothing wrong with it. I'm not afraid of that. This is an important message, brothers and sisters. We can't do Fatimiyya and miss this very clear message of the Lady Fatima Zahra. Surprising. We are talking about a shahida. When you do Fatimiyya, you're speaking of a shahida, someone who was martyred in the way of Allah, that went against an unjust authority. We're willing to do that for historic context, and condemn those who didn't side with her, and then now we're not willing to side with someone in the contemporary context who's doing the same. If anything, we should ask ourselves, why aren't we doing the same? The very least we can do is to say, we're with these guys, we're not with their opponents. We're not on the other side.
أسعفيني بفيضك المعطاء
إنه سلمي إلى العلياء فامنحي نفحة الحياة يا سبيلي إلى النجاة يا طريقا إلى العلا زهراء يا طريقا إلى العلا
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
فاطم الزهراء
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Ocean of Dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua. The value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance and also benefits of dua. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil fa
Dear brothers and sisters, we are talking about the importance of hub, intimacy, and love in our supplications and specifically in our relations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have read and proved to you how beautiful our supplications of the infallibles, their whispered prayers, and actually their words are in this sense. And how they have achieved the nearness of the Almighty Allah through their supplications. In the Holy Quran, we have a verse that is suggesting the importance of these elements in the supplications and why the Almighty Allah has chosen these people as His friend. Allah the Exalted says about His friend Prophet Ibrahim and His messengers Ishaq and Yaqub, and remember our servants Abraham, Ishaq and Yaqub, Man of strength and insight. وَذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ
إِنَّا أَخْلَصْنَاهُمْ بِخَالِسَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ. We indeed purified them with the exclusiveness of the remembrance of the abode, abode of hereafter. وَإِنَّهُمْ عِنْدَنَا لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنَ الْأَخْيَارِ. Indeed, with us they are surely among the elect of the best.
رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
So this lofty tribute of strength and insight which Allah ascribes to these great prophets is the result of the pure drink which Allah had given to them. When it says, indeed, we purified them with the exclusiveness of the remembrance of the abode of the hereafter, it means that Allah had purified these servants, the drink of their hearts. Almighty Allah had made them drink a clean and pure drink. And that's why their actions, their offerings, they had all been clean and pure. And had Allah not purified them with this exclusiveness of the remembrance of hereafter, they would have neither had the strength nor the insight. They wouldn't have been from ulil aidi wal absar. So, in order for man's deeds to be pure, to be decent, and to be as the Almighty Allah